football defined me. Football was the reason people knew me. That was the first and the only time that this kind of open trial was organized by the national team. My name was on the list, and not only that, it came to me as a surprise, but I could not stop crying at that moment. No woman footballer had ever come back to the national team after.
सीखिए स्पोकन इंग्लिश, पर्सनालिटी डेवलपमेंट और बहुत कुछ इंडिया के टॉप एक्सपर्ट्स के साथ। आज ही जोश स्किल्स ऐप पर अपने मन पसंद कोर्स को शुरू करिए। डाउनलोड दी ऐप टुडे।
I'm Aditi Chauhan, goalkeeper of the Indian women's football team. I've been playing for the country for the past 12 years, and I'm also the founder of She Kicks Football Academy, India's number one exclusive football academy for girls. And I'm here to share my story. I was one of those girls who was part of all the school teams just because I really enjoyed the feeling that I got while playing sport. It was just me and the game that was there. I forgot about everything else that was going around, and I think that's the best thing that could have happened to me. Even this football journey that began was because of my basketball coach, in fact, who suggested that, who knew my passion for sports, who understood that I was athletic. I loved playing sports, no matter what sport it was, and that's probably the reason why he suggested that I should go and give trials as a goalkeeper. I just followed his advice and went into the trial, gave the trial, and got selected as a third choice goalkeeper. And I thought, you know, just being the third choice goalkeeper is enough for me. For me, at that point, I think 15 or 16. For me, the highlight was that I got selected into the team that was actually traveling to Pondicherry. That was my main focus, because obviously as the third choice goalkeeper, you don't really expect to get any minutes or to be played in any of the matches. And because I didn't have any prior experience, no formal training, nothing of that sort, just my belief, and I think just the athletic abilities that I had developed while playing all these different kind of sports, that was probably the only reason why I got selected. So I remember when I was called up by the coach, and he told me that he's going to play me in for a few minutes in one of the matches. So that's probably the reason why I loved being the goalkeeper, enjoyed that position so much. And I fell in love with the sport and the position right there and then. But in 11th, fortunately, we had an open trial. There were names invited from different states for the national team to come for trials, and I was lucky enough to have my name sent from Delhi team in the goalkeeper list, and that was the first and the only time that this kind of open trial was organized by the national team. So when I went there, obviously those few minutes was the only experience of competitive football that I had. Apart from that, I hadn't played. I never trained professionally as a goalkeeper. I didn't have my basics right. I didn't even know half the rules. I had to understand them as the camp went along. So finally, when the final list of the team came out, my name was on the list, and not only that, it came to me as a surprise. But I was selected as the first choice goalkeeper, which was a huge honor for me, because it was all through my own self-belief and my hard work that I could attain that position. My first experience with the national team was in MP. And we, like I said, I got selected in the team for the first time. And it was really a special moment for me, because my parents were there with me, and that's the first time that I was handed over the number one jersey with the India badge, with the tricolor and everything. So it was really special for me. That I don't think I can ever explain that feeling in words, how it felt to get that uniform to represent your country. So after school, I took admission in Delhi University, chose JMC because it was the best college for football, women's football. And in my second year, that was the time when we from Delhi University team had gone to New Zealand for an exposure training camp with Chelsea Academy there, and there was an MOU between the two universities. So we stayed in the university, explored around during the day, then we went on for training, and that was really the time when I was introduced to various career opportunities within sports. Now I knew that right from the start, and by this second year of college, I knew that I was deeply invested in sports. deeply passionate about sports, and this is what I wanted to do even after I stopped playing football. So I think that was the point where I realized this sport. I was interested in management. I was doing BCom honors from JMC. So commerce and management was something that was interesting, and I thought, you know, maybe I want to do sports management. So finally made my way to Loughborough, study sports management, and at the end of the year I got my placement at London in Decathlon. That's where I started looking for clubs again, because I knew there were a lot of clubs and a lot of opportunities to play, and that's always been my focus. But I could not play for a first and second division club on a student visa. So the goalkeeper coach, who was really impressed with my performance in the trial, he suggested that West Ham is also looking for a goalkeeper, and maybe you can go and give trials there. And because West Ham was a third division club back then, I could play for them. And I was really excited about the name, about the opportunity to play. Went there, gave trials, and got selected as the first choice goalkeeper for the first team. The whole and the reason behind why I wanted to do this and explore myself and explore these opportunities in London, because I wanted to challenge myself. I knew that I was playing for the country. I was the first choice goalkeeper for the Indian national team. But I knew that, you know, UK football is very popular, it's very competitive, it's intense, and it will be a different challenge, which I wanted to do. I wanted to take it up. So I finally managed to get the second season with West Ham again. And that was a completely different experience, because first season was easy, second season was challenging. We had new players come in, so I had to start right from the start. And I was regularly being part of the first team of West Ham and getting all the experiences, and I was really happy with the progress that I'd made from first season to second season. So I was very happy that, and I'd planned everything that after this I had to join the national team for an important tournament, and post which I'll come back to the UK and start looking for a higher division club to play in, and maybe even look for a professional or semi-professional club. And while all of that was sorted, I was supposed to fly back on Tuesday, and on Sunday we had a match, and there I got an injury, which at that point I thought, you know, it's just a small niggle, I'm sure it'll be fine, although it was difficult to, I knew that it was something wrong, but I just wasn't ready to accept that, you know, maybe those plans are not going to happen. So when I came back to India, joined the national team, got the MRI done, and it turned out to be a complete ACL tear in my left leg. And the doctors told me that I was going to be out for at least 9 to 10 months. So 1 year, I'm going to be out. And by then, my work visa, the visa that I was on for the second season, that'll be over. So all the plan, all the thoughts that I'd made for the next few months were all shattered, were all, I saw them shattering right in front of my eyes, and I could not stop crying at that moment when they told me that it was a, complete tear, and I'm going to be out for, about a year. So I did not want my teammates to see me in that, emotional state. So I did not allow anyone to come into my room, but I cried my eyes out inside my room. And I just called my mom and I said, just book my ticket right now. I want to come back home. I don't want to stay in this in the camp anymore, because outside I could not show my emotion, and I just wanted some time to process and to accept what was going to happen, and maybe now make a different plan. And although all my friends and relatives and my family were being very supportive, but I knew that, you know, this, because football defined me. Football was the reason people knew me. That's how they connected with me. That's how I knew people. That's the reason why I could have those kind of experiences. So having that thought of maybe, this injury, because no woman footballer had ever come back to the national team after an injury like that. So I thought it was a reality that there could be a possibility that I will not be able to make my way back to the national team. Maybe I'll never be able to play football competitively again, and that was not something that I was ready to accept. But after the surgery, obviously I was being very positive and everything, but after the surgery was when this real struggle began. Because the first few weeks, you're just not able to move out of the bed. You're supposed to be lying on the bed and doing some very basic exercises. And this whole journey of the next 9-10 months is very difficult, because one day you feel that you're getting better and you make all those kind of plans, even unintentionally. You start thinking of the future and that, yeah, I can do it. And the next day you are so sore, it's paining, the knee swelled up. And then you go back to square one. This whole journey after the surgery especially is defining. It really tests your character. It tests your belief, your dedication, your focus. It challenges you mentally. I think physically is one thing, but I think more than physical pain, because that can be managed by doctors, by physiotherapists, but the emotional aspect is what you have to deal with on your own. Throughout this rehab process, throughout those 9-10 months, I kept motivating myself. I kept reinstating my self-belief. I made myself stronger, as mentally stronger, as strong as I could be. And not only made my way back to the national team, but I also captained the national team. So another thing that helped me, focus on something constructive rather than having those destructive thoughts in my head about injury, comeback and all that, was my passion to contribute back to development of women's football in India. That was the reason why I went to UK to study sports management, because I knew the real potential of women's football in India, and I wanted to make a difference there. And that's how while I was doing this rehab process, I spoke to a lot of friends, spoke to a lot of mentors to structure the idea of She Kicks, India's first football academy that's exclusively for girls. So looking back at my journey till now, I think there are few important qualities that have defined me, that have helped me along this journey. The first thing that has been the most important thing is for me is self-belief. No matter who the other person is, there have been a lot of doubters, there have been a lot of people come up to me and say that, this is, why are you playing football? You could have played any other sport. Why are you doing only women's football? You can do men's football as well. But there are few things that, there's just believing in yourself, believing in that gut feeling, never underestimating what your focus, what your dream is. It doesn't matter how vague it is, how big it is, whether even if you don't have a clear picture of what you really want to achieve. Just follow the passion, follow what you love, because that's what is going to make your journey a lot easier. And I can guarantee that it will lead you to a different path. It will lead you to a beautiful outcome that you will always cherish all your life, because with that, when you're following your passion, you're just enjoying the whole journey. It's not never about the final destination, about what you want to achieve, but it's about every little aspect, every little experience that you're taking with you that's important, and that's what you enjoy. That's what matters in the end.
I thought that if I become IAS, then I won't be able to speak English. मेरा नाम तबरेज़ आलम है और मैं बिहार से बिलोंग करता हूँ. मैंने जो भी मेरा एजुकेशन मैंने बिहार से हिंदी मीडियम में मैंने प्राप्त की, और लास्ट ईयर मैंने अपना ग्रेजुएशन कंप्लीट किया है. प्रेजेंटली मैं दिल्ली में रह रहा हूँ और यूपीएससी का प्रिपरेशन कर रहा हूँ. तो प्रॉब्लम जो सबसे बड़ा जो प्रॉब्लम होता है कि जैसे आप हिंदी मीडियम में स्कूल जब प्राप्त करते हैं तो क्या होता है कि जब कोई अगर आपसे कोई प्रश्न पूछता है इंग्लिश में तो आप उसके पहले जानकारी आपको होता है, बट क्या होता है कि लैंग्वेज का नाम उस इंग्लिश में एक्सप्लेन नहीं कर पाते. इंग्लिश से तो बहुत डर लगता है क्योंकि मेरा एनवायरनमेंट ही नहीं है, तो इंग्लिश से डर लगेगा, ये नेचुरल है. मैंने जो स्किल एप्लीकेशन के बारे में मैंने सुना, तो मैंने जिस स्किल के बारे में सुना और जाकर उसे इंस्टॉल भी किया था, और मैंने उसकी जो भी प्रोसेस है मैंने उसे जाना, और इंग्लिश स्पीकिंग कोर्स के लिए मैंने क्लास स्टार्ट कर दिया. पहले तो थोड़ा बेसिक पोर्शन ग्रामर का बताया जाता है, उसके बाद वो कैप्स का जो प्रैक्टिस करना पड़ता है, उसके बाद रीडिंग प्रैक्टिस होता है, और अल्टीमेटली आपको प्रैक्टिस करना पड़ता है आपके प्रैक्टिस पार्टनर से. 10 मिनट आपको मिनिमम बात करना पड़ता है, उसके बाद आपका एक जो कोर्स होता है वो कंप्लीट हो पाता है. मैं बोल सकता हूँ स्योरली कि मैं किसी से भी कोई भी पर्सन हूँ, मैं उसे इंग्लिश में कम्युनिकेट कर सकता हूँ, मुझे कोई इशू नहीं है. सो जो स्किल ने काफ़ी हेल्प किया मेरी कम्युनिकेशन स्किल को इम्प्रूव करने में, सो डेट वाई टूडे आई एम हियर. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक जोस स्किल who really helped me a lot to improve my communication skill. Thank you, Jose. And finally, I would like to say
एजुकेशन इज द मोस्ट पावरफुल वेपन विच यू कैन यूज टू चेंज द वर्ल्ड. थैंक यू.